Well, we all know 2021 will be here before you know it, and that's when Congress will be back in session by then. Hopefully, we'll have some more answers on the final makeup of Congress. So will Washington be in gridlock, or will we see any changes that could impact your retirement? We're going to dive into that today. But before we do, with everything that's been going on, we know you might have some questions about how you can create a retirement income strategy you feel confident about. So today, we want to help you get some answers. And of course, you can always reach out to Justin Pippard and the team at TriFound Financial, 866-466-1099. Justin, great to be back with you.
Great to be here, Megan.
We had the chance to sit down with Jeff Bush recently, and Jeff is with The Washington Update. He's a partner there. The Washington Update provides nonpartisan insights on how political actions in Washington affect the financial landscape. Put a different way, it's telling us how DC could impact our pocketbook. Now, we know that Joe Biden has proposed a tax plan, but Jeff Bush says if the election is certified for Biden, that he probably will not be able to implement his proposal.
Joe Biden did put forward a plan to increase tax revenues to the federal government by over $4 trillion over the next decade, but it won't go anywhere. Republicans will rediscover their fiscal conservative roots and push back on any tax changes. As a matter of fact, I'd be surprised that the Democrats would be even able to hold their full coalition together, even if it were a true 50-50 type of Senate arrangement.
So, Justin, given that, even though changes to the tax code aren't expected immediately, I know the current tax environment isn't permanent. The Trump tax cuts aren't going to last forever. So what impact can taxes have on our retirement savings?
They have a huge impact, Megan, and current Trump tax cuts are set to go through 2026. So what we do know is that we can plan now, and we do know that we have low tax rates across our country. We talk about this a little bit here in a lot of the different shows, but marginal tax rates in the United States are the lowest that they've been since World War II. So we're hearing a lot of people talk about, should I be contributing to an IRA or a Roth IRA? And I will tell you that the answer to that question is different for each individual because nobody has the same income, the exact same income. So we have to tailor a plan around what your income is to make sure that we're being the most tax efficient as we can. So it's important to know that if your employer does offer a 401k match, please participate in that. That's still free money. That doesn't mean just because you should be doing a Roth conversion or a Roth contribution doesn't mean you shouldn't participate in your employer's 401k plan and take advantage of that match. Outside of that, we can look at doing Roth contributions or Roth conversions depending on if you're still working, retired, where your income levels are. But we want to make sure that we take advantage of these last years of the Trump tax cuts as much as we can, because we do know that taxes in our country are going to go up with the pandemic, with everything that's going on, our country's debt. It's inevitable that they're going to go up. We just don't know how much they're going to go up yet. And we probably won't know, hopefully we won't know for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Hopefully we get that much time to go ahead and take advantage of these low tax rates. So if you haven't been doing any tax planning prior to this year, it's not too late to start doing it. And these next 3, 4 years are going to be very, very important in that tax planning for your retirement to make sure that we're keeping that tax liability as low as we can as you go into retirement.
And that's really the advantage of doing some forward-looking tax planning around your retirement, because let's face it, what happens in DC does trickle down. It does have an effect on us. I want to give the phone number at TriFound Financial. If you don't have that tax portion figured out with your retirement plan, if it doesn't go hand in hand, call today 866-466-1099 so you can be as tax efficient as possible. What does that mean? Well, it means keeping more of your hard-earned money in your pocket come retirement. And Justin, we know there's no crystal ball, right, for everything that's going to happen under a potential Biden administration. But Jeff Bush, in that interview we had with him, of course, Jeff is with the Washington Update, he says he does anticipate there could be an increase in regulatory control.
Regulatory control is one of those things that our president has almost unilateral authority. And we know President Trump presided over a time period of broad-based deregulation. Well, I fully anticipate that Joe Biden would oversee a time period of broad-based re-regulation. That would be financial services, healthcare, big tech, pharmaceutical, energy, climate. It could be a broad range of significant increases in regulation, and that would have to be factored into market pricing. And generally, the markets aren't big fans of regulatory control. So that certainly is a challenge.
A huge challenge for our economy. If we've got more regulations coming down the pike, that's not good for our economy typically. So how do you help someone create a retirement income strategy, Justin, that's designed to be effective even if the policies coming out of Washington present some challenges in the economy?
That's a very good question, Megan. It's definitely not easy, but that's why we have the financial professionals, the attorneys, and the CPAs that all work together with our clients. I would tell you that all of these retirement plans that we do set up, remember that they're not created overnight and they're not set in stone. So what we do know is what we can plan for right now. We know that more regulations are probably going to change the different things that are happening within our country. So we know that we're going to have to make some changes to that plan along the way. What we do know that we need to do, the most important part of that plan, is making sure that we have the guaranteed income set up within the retirement plan. So not relying on the market or different market pricings and changes within the plan to provide us our income is very, very important, because if some of these regulatory changes happen and we take a loss in the market, that can drastically change the future of our retirement plan. So we want to make sure that we use the appropriate vehicles within the retirement plan to provide us with that income. We talk about the legs of the stool on the show a lot. The income leg of that stool has got to be the most solid portion of that stool. So we can use different types of financial vehicles, things like annuities that are going to guarantee that retirement income. They come from insurance companies that are very, very solid insurance companies, A+ rated insurance companies that guarantee lifetime income, no matter if you live to be 110 years old. I know that there's a lot of discussion with annuities on how confusing they can be, and they can be a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's our job to make sure that that is made as transparent as possible for you, the client. So we want to make sure that the number one thing within that retirement plan moving forward, because we know there could be a lot of turmoil within our country, is making sure that you have the income that you need to be able to lay your head on the pillow at night and not have to worry about what's happening in the market. So within your plan, or if you're looking to start a retirement plan, if you already have a retirement plan and want a second opinion on maybe what you have, or you want to start the planning process, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you any way that you want. Your safety is our number one concern. So whether it's a phone call, whether it's a virtual meeting with Zoom, or whether it's you coming into the office, you wear your mask, we'll wear ours. We want to make sure that we get the information to you so that we can start that planning process or give you that second opinion. Anytime that you go see a doctor and get a major medical diagnosis, I don't know about you, but I always want to go get a second opinion. So if you want to get that second opinion, it doesn't cost you anything. All of our consultations are free of cost. We're happy to give you that second opinion as well.
So take advantage. And again, it is complimentary. A second opinion service from Justin, the team at TriFound Financial, 866-466-1099. You know, we've been talking about what a potential Biden presidency administration could mean for us as people who are looking at retirement. And I know that some of the changes that have been proposed by Joe Biden include expanding Social Security benefits, also allowing people who have left their jobs to become caregivers to make some catch-up contributions to their retirement accounts. A lot of changes potentially coming down the road. Do you think it has to be up to the retiree to stay on top of financial policy changes, or is that something you handle? Is your team, Justin, watching these potential changes and helping people adjust their plan accordingly?
Yeah, that's definitely our job, Megan. It's our job to make sure that we're staying on top of everything that's happening, whether it be Social Security, healthcare, our financial markets, and it's our job to guide our clients through that whole process. So the changes in Social Security, raising the Social Security minimum benefit, that does affect some people. It doesn't affect others. So the minimum benefit raising to 125% of the federal poverty level would increase the benefit for some. A lot of us, it probably wouldn't affect. So increasing the benefit for older Americans. So clients that have been on Social Security for more than 20 years, they're looking at, the administration is looking at increasing the benefit for those. We don't know how much. There's also some enhanced benefits for beneficiaries that Biden's plan has talked about. Hasn't really gone into details yet, but Social Security is definitely going to be something that we have to watch over the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years, because it's been running at a deficit for quite a few years. And we've known that, and we've, all of us out there have probably heard that Social Security is kind of going the wrong way. We need to make some corrections. I don't really know how these corrections that the Biden Social Security plan doesn't really bring it back into the black. So there's going to have to be other Social Security reform, but it's our job to make sure that we're guiding each of our clients through that process to make sure that we're staying on top of, you know, all the current events that are happening. It's always good for, you know, clients to have information on what's happening, but it's our job to make sure that we're guiding them to make the best decision possible.
Justin, I feel as though uncertainty has been the theme of 2020. And with all of that unknown we've seen throughout the year, how important is it to start working with an independent financial professional, in your opinion?
It's very important, Megan. It's probably the most important. If you start working with the wrong professional, you're not going to get the best plan for you. So an independent financial professional, what that means, folks, is that the financial professional that you're working with has every tool in the toolbox that they can use to plan with you. So you're not just looking at insurance, or you're not just looking at market and securities. You want to make sure that you work with an independent financial professional, because they can use all of those tools. And us at TriFound, we are an independent financial firm, so we have all the tools in the shed that we can use. Our job is to make sure that we pair the correct tools with each client. So it doesn't matter to us whether we're using securities, annuities, life insurance, whatever it is, we can use it all. Just make sure that you're, when you are doing your retirement plan, that you have access to all the different financial vehicles that are out there, because there's not one financial vehicle that is the answer for everything. If there was, all of us would sell the same thing and we wouldn't even need to have the discussion, right? All financial tools can be great and they can also be bad. Make sure that you're paired with the right financial vehicles to accomplish your goals. So give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. Whether you're wondering about the current financial vehicles that you have in your plan, or you're wanting to get some advice on what you should be doing leading up to retirement, give us a call. We're happy to meet with you, 866-466-1099.
There is much more with Justin Pippert straight ahead. You're listening to Retire with TriFound. Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at TriFound Financial have helped hundreds of families create their retirement income roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. The TriFound team wants you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at TriFound Financial today. They'll help you create a retirement income roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call today, 866-366-1099, and schedule a visit. Call 866-366-1099, 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC. Glad you've joined us on the show today, Megan Mozak, alongside Justin Pippert of TriFound Financial. If you're ready to get serious about your retirement future, you're in the right place. This is what Justin and the team do day in and day out, helping us here in Southwest Florida retire successfully. Call today. The planning is completely complimentary. 866-466-1099. It could be the best call you make. So take action today and be proactive about your retirement future. 866-466-1099. Justin, I'm a list maker. And the problem with that, it's good and bad, right? I like to see progress. I like to check things off my list. But sometimes I go overboard. The list just keeps growing and growing. And before I know it, it's so long, I'm just flat out overwhelmed. And then what do? Well, I don't do anything on the list. You know what I'm talking about?
I absolutely know what you're talking about, Megan. Yes.
It can get overwhelming. There's just always so much to do. But I will tell you, it's important to keep things simple when you're trying to accomplish something. And I'm going to give you a challenge to keep things simple today and create a to-do list for retirement, things we can be thinking about right now. I know you won't overwhelm us, so I just want you to give us your top three planning tips that should be on everyone's retirement to-do list. What are those things?
Yeah, so those top three points for any retirement plan or any retirement planning list. Number one, income. We talk about it all the time. Income is by far the most important. Why? Because you've worked your whole life. You want to retire. It's important to make sure that you have the assets and income that you can retire and not have to worry about running out of money or if you're going to make it or lifestyle or anything like that. So income, number one. Number two, healthcare or long-term care, rising healthcare costs, people living longer. The average healthcare cost is still on the increase. We know that we have to have some sort of healthcare reform in our country. Long-term care, on average, being over $90,000 a year in our country, that's a big one. We want to make sure that we're protecting against long-term care. Number three, taxes. We talk a lot about taxes and how they're low on the show right now. We know that they're going to be going up in the future. Making sure that we're tax efficient in retirement is very important as well. That's why that's number three.
Those are the big ones, right? Income, healthcare, and taxes. Why these topics, though? And you say that these should be included in anyone's plan for retirement. Why these three as opposed to something else?
Well, Megan, the three legs of the stool that we talk about, number one being income. Well, we can't retire if we don't have the access to income that is going to allow us to retire. So that's why that's the most important. Number two, healthcare and long-term care. As we said, the rising healthcare costs, the rising long-term care costs, it doesn't matter if you have $100,000 in your savings or in your nest egg, or you have $2 million in your nest egg. We want to make sure that we're protecting from that cost of long-term care. We want to make sure that we're protecting our spouse if worst case scenario ever happens and we have a spouse that needs some sort of long-term care or nursing care. We don't want to leave them high and dry because we had to spend all of our assets on long-term care. And taxes, obviously, we all have to pay taxes. Two things guaranteed in life. We're going to pass away. We're going to pay taxes. I tell clients all of the time, I've never met somebody that wanted to voluntarily pay more in taxes than they should have to. I feel like we all pay enough of them throughout our lives as it is. So we want to make sure that we're being tax efficient in retirement, not only for you while you're retired, making sure that you're not paying more in taxes than you should have to, or you have the appropriate financial vehicles to do that. But we also want to make sure that we're paying attention to the estate well and the legacy as well, and the legacy that you want to leave behind to your loved ones, your children, your family members, to make sure that they don't have to pay more in taxes than they should have to as well. And this is a prime example, Megan, of why we have to have the tax professionals, the financial professionals, and the attorneys all working together to come up with that comprehensive plan. I can't do it myself. I won't pretend that I can, because guess what? I can't give you tax advice. I can't give you legal advice. I can't do your will or your trust or anything like that. So we have to be working as a team, and we do here at TriFound to make sure that we are producing comprehensive retirement plans.
And the word comprehensive, I think, is perfect, right? Because gone are the days where you could just rely on a pension and Social Security. Now you've got to take your 401k and figure out how to make income that's going to last no matter how long you live. That's a tall order. And I know there are people listening right now who are overwhelmed by that. They don't know how to do that. And rightly so. There's not many instruction books floating around on how to plan retirement and do it in a comprehensive manner that's taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, long-term care. What about people who are finding themselves in that spot, overwhelmed, maybe also concerned they're not doing enough to prepare for retirement? What would you tell them to do today?
Well, I would tell them to give us a call, first of all. I meet with probably 15 to 20 people per week, Megan, and this is probably a question that I get in at least 30 to 40% of the meetings that I have is, have I done enough? I'm feeling overwhelmed. What should I be doing? In that first meeting, I tell every client, leave all of your statements at home. I don't want to talk about numbers. We're going to sit down and talk about goals. We have to understand, you know, what direction we want our retirement to go in. before we can do the planning. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or that you haven't saved enough, we have to lay the groundwork before we build the house. So the foundation has to be laid before we build the house. And that foundation is the goals that you have in retirement, when you want to retire, what you want to do in retirement.
It just takes a phone call, 866-466-1099, to get to a place where you feel more confident about your retirement future. You deserve a great retirement. It all starts by making contact with Justin and the team at Trifound Financial, 866-466-1099. Justin, you meet with people throughout the week. I know one of the big questions you get is, have I saved enough to retire? How do we know?
Well, we don't know until we start diving into our budget and our, you know, what our goals are. We just talked about that, Megan, and trying to understand what our goals are in retirement and what we want to do. I tell every person that I meet with when we start the planning process, it's your job to tell me your goals and what you want to have happen in retirement or how much money you want to receive every month. It's our job to make sure that we're doing everything that we can and putting the plan in place to make that happen. So it's going to be different for everybody. Some people might be able to live on $30,000 a year. God bless them. It's tough in today's environment. Some people might need $200,000 a year in retirement to live on. And there's not one right and one wrong answer to it. It all just depends on what your lifestyle is. And it's our job to make sure that we put you on the right track to be able to hit that lifestyle in retirement. So there's no silver bullet when it comes to, have I saved enough? A lot of people think that your income needs goes down in retirement. Well, I would disagree with that and say that for the go-go years or the early years in retirement, your income need stays the same or it might actually go up, because what happens is we stop working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and now we have 7 days that are Sunday and there's 24 hours in a day. So that means that we're going to do more, we're going to spend more. So understanding that our income's not going to go down in retirement at first, it might actually go up. But on the flip side of the coin too, as we get older, it is going to go down. So just understanding what our budget is, how much we want to have coming across our table each month to be able to do the things that we love to do is the most important.
Oh, that's so true. And nobody wants to give up their current lifestyle, right? You don't want to have a reduction in your ability to follow your dreams, especially when retirement gets here. So let's talk about our options right now. 21st century retirement, how do we generate income in retirement?
Well, today that's tougher than ever, Megan. There are a lot of different financial vehicles that we're using to make sure that we get a guaranteed income in retirement for clients. Those could be things like annuities, which are talked about a lot. The benefits of annuities are, if you work for a company where you had a pension when you retire, whether you're a federal employee or if you're like my family, worked in the auto industry, that pension isn't as common anymore. But what that pension is essentially an annuity. You worked, you contributed to it your whole working life, and then when you retire, they pay you out a certain amount each month for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. So in today's environment, with all the volatility and everything going on in our country, our deficit, all the turmoil, we want to make sure that we are segmenting off a portion of that plan to provide us our income so that no matter what happens in the market, no matter what happens around us, we have that guaranteed income and that firm leg of the stool to stand on if the worst case scenario happens. And we want to make sure that we have that guaranteed income so that we can do the things that we love and chase our dreams, like you said, in retirement. So annuities can be a very good vehicle for that. They offer us guaranteed rates. They offer us guaranteed income for as long as we live. And if you don't like annuities, that's fine with us too. We are independent, so we use a lot of other vehicles. We'll look at anything that you want to look at, but it's our job to make sure that we're giving you the best recommendation and the best advice that we can. So if you want a second opinion, if you have an annuity and it's really confusing to you and you don't really know the ins and the outs of it, we do. Give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to do a review with you and or talk to you about the direction of your retirement plan and guaranteed income in retirement and make those changes for the future.
It's important to think about the future. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, but that's where Justin and the team at TriFound Financial come in. They can help you make sense of it. And I know there are people out there that say, well, I'm just going to take withdrawals from my retirement savings as I need them. What's the difference between that approach and an actual retirement income plan?
So there's a big difference there, Megan. So in the retirement income plan, we're taking into consideration taxes, and we talk about tax structure in our country all the time and being tax efficient. We talk about the estate and making sure that we leave that whatever's left, that legacy, onto our family members. So in general, there used to be a 4% rule for taking income in retirement. This was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And the idea was that if you took 4% from your retirement accounts when you retired every year, that you'd never run out of money based on actuaries and things like that. Well, what has changed in our country is that healthcare, long-term care, all these costs are going up. We have a lot of volatility. We have people living longer. So they've actually last year went out and redid that number. And do you know what they came up with? The number is actually gone down to 2.8%. Now, we have about 7,000 clients within TriFound, and I don't know anybody that can live off of 2.8% of their portfolio each year. And if you can, that's great, and you probably don't have to worry about income, but what you might have to worry about are taxes and the legacy planning. But the moral of the story here is simply taking withdrawals from your retirement savings blindly as needed throughout retirement is not anywhere near an actual retirement plan. So if you've been listening to the show for a long time, or if today's your first show, know that we have the qualified tax CPAs, the financial professionals, and attorneys all working together to come up with that comprehensive plan for you. Not one person can do it in today's environment. We want to take all of these different areas into consideration because it's going to help us create a more comprehensive plan for you. So if you don't have a comprehensive plan or you're wondering about it, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. Our consultations are free. Whether we meet with you once or we meet with you seven times, you won't pay us a dime. We want to make sure that we get you the information to put you on the right track.
And there's more to come, so stay with us. You're listening to Retire with TriFound.
As soon as you walked in the front door, you knew this was your home. Or at least you thought it was, until you had those inspections done. First, the foundation was cracked. So was the sewer line. And you found out the furnace was 20 years old. Those inspections saved you from buying a money pit. So what about your retirement income strategy? When was the last time it went through an inspection? Is your income strategy tax efficient? Are you putting enough away for healthcare? Go see the team at TriFound Financial and find out if your retirement income strategy has a sturdy foundation designed to last throughout your retirement. Call TriFound Financial now, 866-366-1099. Get your strategy inspected by the TriFound Financial team today at 866-366-1099. That's 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC.
It's great to be here with Justin Pippert of TriFound Financial. If you'd like to be in touch, maybe you have some questions about your retirement future, you want to get a plan, today's the day to call, 866-466-1099. Remember, planning with TriFound is complimentary. Maybe you need a second opinion. They do offer a complimentary second opinion service. You can take advantage. All you have to do is reach out, 866-466-1099. You know, just because you have a healthy balance in your retirement savings account, it does not mean you have an income plan. You heard me right. You still have some work to do. So Justin, let's talk about some of the risks we need to be aware of to help preserve our income in retirement.
So some of the things that we take into consideration, Megan, and things that we should be aware of in retirement, risks are everywhere. So we want to make sure that we're adjusting our income for, or make sure our plan is able to adjust our income for it. Things like inflation, healthcare costs, long-term care costs, all of these are some big risks in today's day and age. That whether you have $100,000 or $3 million, they're a big deal when it comes to your retirement plan. Another thing to take into consideration is making sure that you have the guaranteed income. Whether the market drops 20% or gains 20%, we want to make sure that even in the down years, we have the guaranteed income that's going to make sure that our goals are met, that there's food on our table, that we're able to do the things that we want to do in retirement. Some of the other risks, Megan, we talk about taxes a lot here on the show. We know that taxes are increasing in our country, are going to increase in our country historically. They have to go up. So tax planning within the retirement plan is more important now than it ever has been, making sure that we're being tax efficient. I know I say that a lot. And what I mean by that, in case you haven't heard me explain that before, tax efficiency in retirement, not paying more in taxes than you should have to. So if you're looking at doing things like 401k contribution or IRA contribution or IRA catch-up or even Roth conversion, Roth contribution, it all depends on where your income's at as to how much you should be doing of each. And we want to make sure that we're hitting and maximizing those tax brackets so that you're not paying more than you should have to. And it all comes back to legacy planning as well, making sure that whatever's left when you do pass away is going to your family members, loved ones, your children, whoever you want it to go to. And we're making sure that they're not paying more in taxes than they should have to, too. Another big risk would be the legal side of the retirement plan. So making sure that you have the appropriate legal documents in place, whether it be wills or trusts or anything like that. I'm not an attorney, so I can't do those for you. We do have the attorneys that do meet with every one of our clients to make sure that they have those appropriate documents in place. And we're making sure that we do have the comprehensive plan with the tax professionals, the financial professionals, and the estate planning professionals or the attorneys all working together with each one of our clients to make sure that we're protecting you from all those risks that are out there.
So Justin, as we talk about this today, healthcare costs, those are projected to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. In fact, Fidelity is estimating that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year can expect to spend $295,000 on their healthcare. That's throughout the course of their retirement, not including long-term care. What are you doing? How are you helping people navigate those costs?
$295,000, Megan. That's not chump change for any of us. And that cost is going up. So how we're preparing for it, remember, we're going to utilize financial vehicles. We're going to utilize the attorneys to prepare the legal documents for you to try to protect that money. And if a worst case scenario ever happens, it's our job to make sure that we prepare you for that worst case scenario. So we're using different things like life insurance to maybe offset for some of those costs. And I know we talk about insurances every now and then, and I get a lot of questions, Megan, on is long-term care insurance right for me? And I will tell you that with the rising costs in care and the premiums that long-term care insurance can cost or the cost of long-term care insurance itself, it's not for a lot of us. A lot of us can't afford it. So what are the alternatives? There are different insurance vehicles out there that can provide a living benefit. For example, life insurance. Sometimes we do use life insurance to protect against long-term care. There are long-term care benefits built into some of those policies. There are accelerated death benefits that we can utilize to make sure that if that worst case scenario does happen, we can use that product to help pay for the costs of that care. And guess what? If the best case scenario happens and we don't ever need long-term care and we pass away in our sleep, like all I know all of us hope to one night, that benefit goes on to our family members as well. And it goes on tax-free. So it can be a big part in that planning process for the retirement plan. We want to make sure that we're leaving whatever we're leaving behind to our beneficiaries as much tax-free benefit as possible. So when we think about our IRAs and our RMDs and things like that in retirement, just know that those accounts, when they do pass on to our loved ones, they have to pay taxes on them as well. One of the big benefits that we get from life insurance, not only on the long-term care side, is the tax-free death benefits going on to our family members. So there's a lot of options out there that will help us plan for that increased cost or that big cost of long-term care and healthcare costs in retirement. Make sure that it is part of your plan. And if it's not, give us a call here at TriFound. We will be happy to integrate it into your plan and talk to you about making changes to plan for those costs and prepare for those things. So give us a call here, 866-466-1099.
Justin, let's talk about taxes. How often are people overlooking taxes when they're setting out to plan for retirement?
The answer to that question, Megan, is very often. It's always amazing to me when we sit down and start planning with clients how most of the time, I would say over 90% of the time, they would focus on how do you grow your money? How do I make sure that I have enough money, et cetera, et cetera. And we don't even think about taxes. And the reality of it is taxes are just as important as the actual nest egg that we've been working to save all of this time. So taxes in retirement are very, very important. Understanding what taxes mean for us in retirement. We've been saving in those 401ks and converted to IRAs our whole lives, and we've gotten the tax break on them, and hopefully we've taken advantage of that employer match if we can. But what that means when we retire is every cent coming out of those accounts is taxable. And if you're not up to date with changes on regulations on IRAs, the RMD age, or the age that we're required to start taking out a distribution, has gone from 70 and a half up to 72 through the SECURE Act. And a lot of us think that that was a good thing. Well, from a tax perspective, for me, I'm saying might not be the greatest thing in the world, because taxes are very, very low right now. We know they're going to increase in the future, or they're going to increase as time goes on. So we want to make sure that we're being tax efficient in retirement. And what I mean by that is, even if you're not of that RMD age, it might make sense to take some of that money out, pay the taxes on it at a lower rate, and reinvest it into something that you're not going to have pay taxes on in the future. Or it might make sense to do a Roth conversion.
So Justin, are taxes likely to be higher? Are they expected to go down in retirement? Let's go in with our eyes wide open. What should we expect?
Well, a lot of us expect for our taxes to go down in retirement because we're retiring, right? We're not working anymore. So the idea is that my taxes will be less than they were when I was working. And there are a couple stages to retirement, Megan, the go-go years and the no-go years. And the go-go years are when we first retire. And we talk about this on the show a little bit here and there. Our lifestyle changes when we retire. And it changes because we're no longer working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. Every day becomes Sunday. There's 7 Sundays in the week and there's 24 hours in the day. So what happens is we need to do more things to entertain ourselves. So we end up spending more money. So what we found within our retirement planning, and within even my experience in being in the industry for around 10 years, is that our spending actually stays the same, or even it might increase a little bit in those first years in retirement, because we want to go do those things. And guess what? That's okay. That's what retirement's about, chasing those dreams, doing those things that you want to do. So taxes are not going to be lower in retirement for a lot of us, because we have Social Security, we might have a pension, we have our 401ks and our IRAs that we're taking income out of. So the important thing to understand is we need to do that tax planning in retirement and not just blindly take out of our savings and retirement accounts what we need. We need to do that tax planning every year. And the end of the year, throughout the year, doesn't matter. Tax planning is very important in retirement, making sure that we understand where our income is coming from, what taxes we're going to have to pay on it, and understand how we can pay the least amount of taxes possible each year going through retirement. And then when it's all said and done, Megan, that legacy that we leave behind to our family members, loved ones, our children, making sure that they're paying the least amount of taxes as possible as well.
So Justin, as we talk about taxes, how can having a tax-efficient retirement income strategy, how does that help you keep on track, right? And keep more money, essentially, for your own use in retirement so you can do all those things you want to do?
Well, absolutely. The more we save on taxes, the more money you have in your hand. So making sure that that tax-efficient income strategy in retirement, that's so important. It's so pivotal to the overall retirement plan, because if we're giving up 1-3% in extra taxes that we could have saved in the long run, that's 1-3% that we're taking out of our extra that we're taking out of our accounts to supplement that lifestyle that you have. So tax savings in retirement might not be quite as important as growing our money or making sure that our money's safe, but it's right up there at the top with it. So making sure that we're being tax efficient in retirement can have a huge impact on that income strategy. Being tax efficient, in simple terms, just means more money in your pocket on a monthly basis. So tax planning in retirement, we want to make sure that we visit that every year. If you're not doing that tax planning every year in your retirement plan, give us a call. We're happy to do a tax review with you to start the tax planning process and making sure moving forward that you have a tax plan that is going to complement your retirement plan every year. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you to do that free comprehensive review of your taxes and to start that tax plan with you.
Justin, walk us through the TriFound process. When people step away after planning with you, what are they coming away with?
So you're coming away with a written plan, Megan. Typically, our process is going to start very, very simple, right? Just talking about your goals and things that you have in place right now if you're already retired, or what your goals are when you want to retire, how you want to retire, what you want to do in retirement. And then they're going to get a lot more detailed after that. We go through probably a 4 to 5 meeting process before you actually get that plan. And remember, that's because we're going through the tax planning process. We're going through the financial planning and the estate or the legacy planning process with each person to make sure that we have that comprehensive plan. But understanding the foundation of the house and how we're going to live in retirement is the number one groundwork in that first meeting. After that meeting, we'll roll up our sleeves, we'll start crunching the numbers, we'll start getting that budget set up for retirement, we'll start understanding where our retirement income is going to come from. We're going to do the tax planning along the way to make sure that we're being as efficient as we can in retirement. And on the back end, the attorneys are going to make sure that they're doing their job and completing the required legal documents to make sure that that plan is bulletproof. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. No matter where you're at in the planning process, or no matter where you think your existing retirement plan needs help, we're here to help you. Give us a call, 866-466-1099.
And we're back with Justin Pippert straight ahead. Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at TriFound Financial have helped hundreds of families create their retirement income roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. The TriFound team wants you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at TriFound Financial today. They'll help you create a retirement income roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call today, 866-366-1099, and schedule a visit. Call 866-366-1099. 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC. Glad you're with us here on the program. This is Retire with TriFound, Megan Mozak, alongside Justin Pippert. And Justin, I know that everybody has questions. You get a lot of questions from people all the time about retirement. So we thought it would be kind of fun to hear some questions, the ones that are most common and pressing, and then get some answers from you. Are you game?
I'm game. Let's do it, Megan.
All right, here we go. First question.
I'm 59. And I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now, or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, that's a good question. Personally, I think the answer to that for this individual at 59 would be you can depend on Social Security. There's going to be a lot of things that needed to be changed within Social Security to make sure that it is there. But overall, I don't think Social Security is going anywhere in the next 20 to 25 years. For somebody like myself who's in their mid-30s, I might have something a little bit more to worry about from that perspective. But whether Social Security goes anywhere or not, for you, you want to make sure that you have the guaranteed income in retirement so that if a worst case scenario does happen, you're still going to have guaranteed income coming across your table each month to make sure that you can live how you want to live. And for us, it doesn't matter how we do it, whether we're using annuities, whether we're using securities, life insurance, doesn't matter. We're independent. We'll use any vehicle that we need to make sure that we can accomplish that for you. But just making sure that leg of your stool that we talk about all the time is as solid as can be for you, that income in retirement for you. So no matter what happens to Social Security, I don't think it's going anywhere, but in the off chance or just in case, we talk about this all the time, Megan, we want to make sure that we're prepared for the worst case scenario, and making sure that we have that income in retirement is very, very pivotal.
And that's a really good question from that listener, you know, because Social Security, it used to be one of those things that was just a given. No one had any concerns about it. And now it's hard to know what the future holds. You're saying if you're close to retirement, it's probably going to be there, but just make sure you have a comprehensive income plan. Let's hit another question. Here we go.
My dad's 72 and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care.
outside.
Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
So that's a really good question. Long-term care insurance is a very situational thing, and there's other alternatives out there besides long-term care insurance that I'll get into in a second, but let's talk about long-term care insurance a little bit first. The average cost in care, and remember, 10, 15 years ago, this was something that was a much easier answer than it is today, because the average cost of care for nursing care, you know, or an assisted living home was about $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year on the high end. And now we're seeing that national average be somewhere in that $90,000, $95,000, and for, you know, some of that intensive 24-hour care, even more than $100,000 a year. So it's become a much bigger problem within our healthcare system, and a much bigger factor when we go to plan for retirement. And so long-term care insurance, because the cost in care has gone up so much over the last 10 years, long-term care insurance has kind of outdated itself. In fact, a lot of the companies that used to sell long-term care insurance don't sell it anymore. And what that should tell us all is if they don't sell it anymore, that means they don't think they can make money on it anymore. So it's become a big problem. So long-term care insurance, although it might seem that on average, when we start looking for it, we're in our mid-50s, late-50s, sometimes early-60s, and we have to be healthy. We have to qualify for long-term care insurance as well, too. And our premiums might be reasonable then, but what happens a lot of times, what I see happening a lot of times, is that as we get older and we get up to our early-70s, our mid-70s, or our late-70s, we're getting closer to that time frame that we might actually have to use that long-term care insurance. And if we know that, then guess what? The insurance company knows that too, so they might start hiking our rates up to account for that liability. And what happens is the worst case scenario that can happen is we've had that long-term care insurance from our late 50s all the way through our late 70s, and then it becomes something that we can't afford anymore, so we let it go. And I've seen it happen time and time again with clients that have come to us and said, hey, I can't afford my long-term care insurance anymore. What should I do? And the answer is there are a lot of alternatives out there to long-term care insurance. We talk about them on the show very, very often, and understanding what those benefits are. If it's life insurance and using the living benefits, the accelerated death benefits, if it's the legal planning route, whether we're, you know, going for Medicaid to try to qualify somebody for Medicaid, there are a lot of alternatives out there that we can use and that we do use here at TriFound to make sure that long-term care question is not a question anymore, and we have a defined plan for it. So if you're wondering about long-term care, if long-term care insurance is right for you, or what type of long-term care plan is right for you, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you, talk about long-term care, how it fits into your retirement plan, or how it fits into your existing retirement plan going forward in the future. So give us a call, 866-466-1099.
Here with Justin Pippert of TriFound Financial, I'm Megan Mozak. We're glad you're with us on the program. We hit the street to find out what's on your mind about retirement, and Justin is kind enough to answer some of these questions. So are you ready for another question, Justin?
Absolutely.
All right, here it comes.
So I'm thinking about buying an annuity with some of my retirement savings, but I'm really nervous about losing control of my money. If I'm nervous about it, does it still make sense?
That's a very good question. We're always going to have some sense of uneasiness when we make changes. And retirement and making changes to our retirement plan or the funds that we're using in retirement, we're always going to have some sense of uneasiness or buyer's remorse or you name it. Our job when we make the recommendations, our job is to make you feel as comfortable as possible. Make sure that we're explaining everything, not just once, but maybe two or three times, because the reality of it is, for all of you out there, you haven't gone through financial buying school, so you're not going to know the ins and the outs the first time that we talk about a retirement plan. It's going to take repetition, and it's going to take explaining for you to feel comfortable with it. Let's talk about annuities for a second, because I think annuities get a bad rap a lot of the times with, you know, they can be confusing, and I don't understand it, I don't want to lock my money down. Let's understand that there are different types of annuities, just like I like to compare them to cars, because obviously I'm a car guy. So annuities, they're the different types of annuities, just like there's Ford and GM and all these different types of cars, there's different types of annuities too. So we have fixed annuities, which are like your CDs that we can get at the bank. It's fixed, very easy to understand. I put my money in for X amount of years, I get X amount of interest each year, and at the end of those years, I can move the money out, renew it, do whatever I want with it. There are variable annuities, which can go up and down with the market, and this is where they can get very, very confusing. Variable annuities, we don't typically use just because they can be high in fees and very confusing. And a lot of times you're better off just doing securities if that's an option that you're looking at. Then there's indexed annuities or fixed indexed annuities, which are kind of like a hybrid in between the two, still indexed with the market. But most times you have protection of principal, so even if the market goes down, you're not going to lose your money. An annuity itself in general is going to do a great job at providing income, because that's what annuity means. The word annuity means income and guaranteed income. It's kind of like a pension when you retire, even though those aren't quite as popular as they used to be. But that pension plan that GM workers or Ford workers or federal employees get is an annuity. They pay into it throughout your working career, and then when you retire, they pay you a monthly amount for the rest of your life. A lot of times you'll have a survivor benefit on it as well for a spouse. So that's what an annuity is. So if you're wondering about an annuity and might be a little uneasy of it, we do use annuities for income. They are can be a great income source, and we're happy to review whatever product that you're looking at. Or if you're wondering about annuities in general and if one might be right for you, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to do any sort of review or education. We're all about education here at TriFound and making sure that you have the information to make the best decision possible. So give us a call, 866-466-1099.
And keep in mind, planning with TriFound is complimentary. There is no planning fee associated. So call today, 866-466-1099. Let's head out and get one more question. I think we have time for one more. You ready, Justin?
Sounds good.
Here it is.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
So that's a very good question. And with the costs in education on the rise, you might need to save more than you think. So there are different plans that we can start saving in that you can make contributions to for your grandchildren to help them start saving for college. Very important, if you are that parent out there that wants to know how you can start saving for your children's college or your grandkids' college, it's very important to understand that that's part of our job. Here at TriFound, it's our job to do that budgeting with you, to meet and come up with a plan so that we can put you on the right track, not only for retirement, but for your family as well. So if that's something that you're wondering about, how you can start saving for college and what that's going to cost and the different scenarios out there, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you, do any sort of budget planning, talk to you about the different options to start saving for either your children's college or your grandkids' college. There are different vehicles out there that we can contribute to for college and for education for your loved ones. So give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099.
Justin, so many topics that we covered here and these questions that came forward, and I really liked the variety. There's a lot that goes into a modern retirement, and that takes a comprehensive approach. Describe for our listeners the approach that TriFound takes and what it means to have a fully comprehensive plan.
Absolutely, Megan. So we try to take a holistic approach to that retirement plan. And what I mean by that is we're independent financial professionals, which means we have all the tools in the shed and we can use any type of financial vehicle that we need to fit your goals and your planning. But what that also means, Megan, is that we're not just going to take a look at you from the financial perspective. And a lot of times we think about retirement planning and we get stuck on, do I have enough money? Is my money growing? Am I ever going to run out of money? And yes, those are very important topics, but also we need to not forget about the other things in retirement planning that goes hand in hand with, have I saved enough money or do I have enough money? And those things can be taxes, making sure that we're not paying more in taxes than we should have to, and making sure that we're doing that active tax planning that's more important now than it ever has been, to understand where we should be taking our income in retirement from, where we should be doing our conversions, how much in taxes we're going to have to pay, how much our loved ones are going to have to pay in taxes, and how we can save along the way too. And then making sure that on the back end, we have the appropriate legal documents and working with the attorneys to make sure that nothing goes through probate, to make sure that if we can protect assets from long-term care, we're doing that to make sure that our loved ones and our family members are not paying more in taxes on the estate that they inherit or whatever they do inherit from our estate. And we want to make sure that we leave that legacy to them as much of a tax-free manner as we can. So there's a lot to plan with a retirement income or a comprehensive modern retirement plan, as we call it. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. We can help you with that comprehensive modern retirement plan. That's what we're here to do. We have the teams available from the financial, from the tax, and from the legal side to put it all together for you. So give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. TriFound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by TriFound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.